This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Lindsay, you have a story straight from the supermarket.
I do have a story from the supermarket. It is, I would say, one of the highlights of our show this week. So hang on.
Hang on a sec. We are 37 minutes in and you're declaring it a highlight. I like that.
So every Sunday I go to the supermarket. I go to the gym first. I take my recyclable bags with me and then afterwards I go to the supermarket. Now, a lot of people have probably noticed that over the past couple of years, they have done away with a lot of the staff in supermarkets and instead have installed self-serve checkout machines.
Sure.
I have a mixed relationship with self-serve checkout machines. On the one hand, it's great if you're just popping in to get a couple of things. You can go straight in and out. It's very quick. But if you're doing a full weekly shop, as I do on a Sunday morning, they're very annoying. Because whenever I go with more than a couple of items, something always goes wrong. I put the wrong thing in the bagging area. They need to reset the weight because they can't weigh my sweet potatoes properly. There's always something that goes wrong that puts off that little alarm, and then the staff member needs to come over. And last week was the straw that broke the camel's back because it was relatively early on a Sunday morning. I wasn't in the mood to talk to anybody. And then this very kind supermarket staff member saw me struggling and came over and very, I don't know if he was doing it intentionally in a patronising way, but I interpreted it quite patronisingly as he tried to explain to me the process of weighing a vegetable and putting it in the bagging area. And I had to communicate to him, I do understand how to do this, it's just that it never works. I do it right and something always goes wrong. And then I'm in this weird situation that I hate being in where I am really stroppy. I don't want to take it out on the supermarket worker who's not getting paid enough to do this job. And then I am trying to like rein in my emotions and it's just more stress than it's worth. So Sunday just gone. Did the same thing. Went to the gym. Went to the supermarket afterwards. And I thought, you know what? No. I'm going to go to the register. So I stood in line at the register. It was going to take longer, but that's fine. It was a Sunday. I was happy to wait. And after I stood in line, I heard over the loudspeaker them call another person to come down to the registers because at that point there were enough people waiting in line that they needed another staff member.
Huh.
So my theory is going to the register is a bit of a power move.
Hey, okay.
You have control.
Okay, and you're then dictating where they're putting their staff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to suggest to you, and this is definitely a power move, going to the market.
I don't have a market near me, unfortunately.
Oh, come on, you must.
No, sorry. Ascot Vale is low on markets.
Oh, you could jump on the tram, though. head to the Vic market.
I could.
That's what I do. Mm. I tram to my market situation. Just my advice. You get to know everyone who sells all the different food, build a bit of relationship with them, and you never, ever, ever have to weigh your own vegetables.
When I was waiting in line at the register, the lady who was serving me was like having a chat with all these regular customers. The lady behind me was like, oh, I just saw my grandkid. Lady behind the register, how is he? I was going to ask. Lady with the grandkid shows the lady behind the counter the photo of the grandkid. This lady must come in every day. Kim, are you going to be here tomorrow? Yeah, see you tomorrow. That is the kind of stuff that I want from my supermarket experience, not a, you know, overly nice person telling me how to weigh my mandarins. Not again.
It can be hard. They're not perfectly designed machines. I'm Team Lindsay. I think you've got the right approach.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.